legislation passed by council and parliament is upheld at the same time.
Is this just about politics rather than competition policy, as Ireland's finance minister has said?
No, the thing is that we are obliged, for obvious reasons, to work with the facts of the case. This is not a question of policy or discretion. This is a question of a level playing field, of fairness for businesses, so that every business who pays their taxes know that it's not just them or some businesses. It is for all businesses to contribute to the tax rate and to the budget as set in the each member state.
That was the European Competition Commissioner Margrethe Vestager speaking to NewsHour's James Menendez. Well, the uncollected back taxes would indeed make quite a difference to Ireland. They would, for example, fund the country's health service for a year. But set against that is the economic benefits to the country of a business-friendly tax environment. Well, here are some reactions to the EU ruling in the Irish city of Cork, which hosts the European headquarters of Apple.
They shouldn't have got that year in. They really shouldn't get it because it shouldn't have been done. It's great that there's 5,000 jobs in Cork. We're all delighted with that. But they wouldn't pull out if they have to pay the money. That definitely won't happen.
If Apple owed a country so many billion in tax, like, it would be marvellous if the country got it, like. But I suppose the other side of it is then that they could pull up and leave, like, you know, which would be terrible, like, you know.
We'll have to accept it and that's it. It's the only thing we can do about it, to get on with it. But Apple is a great industry to have in Ireland. We can't afford to lose Apple.
I think it's fair because they're making a lot of profits here, don't they? So I think it's fair, yeah.
Well, Owen Murphy is Ireland's Minister for Financial Services. What does he make of the European Commission's ruling?
We find it a bit bizarre and we think it's incoherent. We think the Commission has overreached in this area and fundamentally that they're wrong. We have great faith in the independence of our tax collecting authorities. They can't do special deals with any company operating in this country. So we're going to go out and defend our reputation on that basis.
You don't accept the ruling? You're going to appeal it?
Government decision is due tomorrow, but it has been our intention to appeal. That's certainly the recommendation that's coming from the Finance Minister, Michael Noonan, to government tomorrow.
So when the European Commission looks at the level of tax that Apple has been paying in Ireland, as little as 0.005%, and it argues this amounts to illegal state aid, how do you counter that?
Apple's activities in Ireland have been taxed at the appropriate rate, as is consistent with the law. What the Commission is trying to do here is to say that because certain activities of Apple aren't being taxed elsewhere, that Ireland should be responsible for taxing those activities. International best practice would tell you to tax the activity where it happens, and that's what we do with Apple's operations here, which are substantive, down in Cork. But we are not responsible for collecting the taxes that Apple might owe other countries in Europe or even the US. And in fact, there was an inconsistency in the judgment where the Commissioner did say that we were responsible to collect back taxes for a 10-year period, but also said that other countries, if they felt that they were, you know, were entitled to some of this taxation, and indeed the US could go and collect that as well. So either we're responsible or we're not. The Commission has been inconsistent in this, and we're going to be challenging it very robustly.
It's a lot of money. You could do a lot with 13 billion euros, couldn't you?
13 billion would do a lot, but it could be construed, if we were able to spend it in the first instance, if there wasn't an appeal happening, but there is. But it could be construed as making a short-term gain for longer-term damage to the very important foreign direct investment in Ireland, which creates about 187,000 jobs directly, and which creates a lot of substance, and it's very good for our economy.
You benefit from being a member of the European Union. Shouldn't you accept this ruling?
We think that the European Commission is acting outside of its authority. We, as the Irish government, have not given up sovereignty or our Parliament's rights to set the corporate tax rate, and the Commission is now interfering with that, we believe, so we're going to defend that as well.
They say that you have a sweetheart deal with Apple. Are there any other companies that have similar deals with you?
But this is why they're wrong. We have a revenue commissioner here that is admired by other countries because of the way it does its work. Our taxation law is consistent and transparent, and it's set by the Parliament and the government. And the Revenue Commissioner collects the taxes, has absolutely no scope to do special deals or set special arrangements with individual companies or with a group of companies, either within the legislation as it exists or acting outside of the legislation. They do this at arm's length from the government, and we have no role in trying to arrange any special deals either.
The European Commission, you say, has got it wrong. Do you think they've got an agenda?
Look, I just think it's important that we don't set a precedent here where the Commission can interfere in the sovereign competencies of one member nation state. I also think it's important that we don't allow the Commission to interfere with the developing norms and best practices.